And yes, welcome to another issue of All Access Nerds.
Yes, episode 38, I want to say.
I've kind of lost track.
Yeah, last I counted an hour ago, it was 38. So unless you posted one without me.
I have not done so. I tried to do that before, and I wasn't very successful with it. I didn't like it.
At least you tried. I haven't even tried, so, you know, it'd be even worse then, probably.
We're a team.
Yes.
Dynamic duel?
Always.
Oh, I like that. So that's a Batman reference.
Oh, dang it.
All right, gotcha. Too late. You already agreed. So, how have you been doing?
Good. Yeah. Pretty solid work things, you know, fun work things and stuff.
Oh, by the way, I am Nick.
And I'm Ryan.
Sorry about that, folks. We got to identify ourselves.
Yeah.
Just start chatting away.
chat. But yeah, I'm doing pretty well. How about you?
Yeah, life's been good. It's simple.
Yeah.
I like it. It's simple and easy.
Yes, absolutely.
Saw some good movies the last couple weeks, and looking forward to talking about those.
Yes.
Saw a good one today.
Yeah.
But we'll come back to that later.
Yeah.
So should we dive into some comic books?
Absolutely. Take it away.
All right. I guess I'll take it away. So I have Weapon H. It's a Marvel comic. It is a crossbreed of the Hulk and Wolverine.
Ah, yes. I heard about that.
Yeah. It's okay. The character is a military guy who was been brainwashed and left for dead, and they took his body and they made him into a Hulk-Vereen, which I'm really hoping they come out with a new name for him.
Better
Hulk-Vereen is, I don't like it.
Yeah, it's, needs some work.
They call him Weapon H. So anyway, he's wandering the mountains and the countryside and the woods trying to stay out of trouble and keep a clear mind, because when he gets angry, he turns into the Hulk or Hulk-Vereen. So just imagine the Incredible Hulk with adamantium claws like Wolverine.
Yeah, that seems pretty bad. Like, that's a bad mix-up. Like, you don't want to see that. Is that coming your way? Like, no.
Yeah, the Hulk would be bad enough. Then you got the claws and the healing factor. Yeah, you're just screwed. So the storyline's kind of weak. Typical hero turned into a monster who wants to be a hero. And his family thinks he's dead, and he misses his family, but he's afraid to go home because he's dead. He's a monster. Mm. It's okay, but I'm hoping they do more with the character. I looked in a previews for August, and he goes up against Captain America.
Ooh.
So okay. That might be good.
Yeah.
So let's talk about DC Comics' No Justice.
Yes.
Have you been reading those?
I started on it, but no, I haven't got too deep into it. Well, it's a four-part miniseries, right?
It is four. Issue number three just came out this past week, and issue number four comes out next week.
Oh, nice. Yeah, what I heard, it's like a Dark Knight Metals kind of like Aftermath kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the Justice League and the Teen Titans are getting new members.
Yeah, Brainiac could pretty much put four teams together, including some of the DC Comics villains, to fight alongside with the Justice League members and Teen Titans. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of anger issues and non-trust issues, but he set up specific teams to do battle because he knew that they would be able to get the most done as these teams. And I really like the series.
Yeah, it's getting pretty good reviews. Francis Manapul is the one doing the art, and I love his art, and the covers are amazing. So yeah, I can't wait to read them all and dive into them.
Yeah, issue number four I'm looking so much forward to. We'll talk about the totally awesome Hulk. Amadeus Chow, who was a friend of Dr. Banner's and was trying to help him out, Bruce Banner, he ended up becoming the Incredible Hulk, or as he called, the totally awesome Hulk. Kind of a millennial Hulk, if you will.
Mm, yes.
And of course, Bruce Banner took an arrow to the head and was killed.
Yep.
By Hawkeye.
Good old remember that. Civil War II.
Yeah, and he was buried, and then he was resurrected by the Hand, who brought the Hulk back. And that was during, I don't think it was, not the New Mutants. What's another one of those X titles? Uncanny Avengers.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. They were trying to get Bruce Banner's body back. And they got it back. They gave it to Steve Rogers, not the greatest American hero. What is he?
Captain America.
I don't know, my brain dead tonight. So they gave him the body, and he put it someplace safe. We don't know where it was. So the totally awesome Hulk kind of lost control of his Hulkness. His anger got the best of him. So he became a kind of a brainless brute for a while, until he was able to get control of it, of himself. And that was in the Totally Awesome Hulk number 23. And he is now just a strong guy, green, and he's with the champions.
Okay, so kind of like She-Hulk almost?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He's smart, and he's still got his smarts to him. But he's not a big brute like the Incredible Hulk was.
Okay.
So we'll talk more about the Hulk. Well, we'll talk about the Immortal Hulk next. The Immortal Hulk comes out, I think, next month. And that brings back Dr. Banner as the Incredible Hulk, who is risen from the dead.
Got a little Hulk mania going on with all these Hulk's titles everywhere, running rampant.
Yeah, but as we know, nobody stays dead in the Marvel Universe. Which brings me to the Invincible Iron Man issue number 600.
Yes, yep, that was actually going to talk about later on. But yeah, really? Go for it, yeah.
Well, we've talked about the, Action Comics number 1000?
Yes, yeah.
And how that should have been a pivotal storyline?
Yep.
Well, Marvel actually had a pivotal storyline with issue number 600.
Really?
Yes, it wasn't just a bunch
It did come out already?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's out. I've got it.
Okay.
I read it, and it was decent. Tony Stark is back in his armor. He almost died during a battle, and due to, over the years, he's been injecting himself with nanobites. Mm-hmm. And they helped him from dying. They helped repair his body. That's why he disappeared for a while. So his body was trying to heal. Hence, Dr. Doom was taking over the armor.
Okay.
The mantle of Iron Man, trying to do good things.
Yeah.
And nobody trusted him, so that didn't work out too well for him. But in the Iron Man number 600, Tony Stark did something that he probably shouldn't have done. He brought somebody back from the dead.
Yes, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Should we tell who it was?
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
James Rhodes, the War Machine.
Yeah.
So just brought him back from the dead like he was nothing.
Yeah. I think that lasted like, 6 months or so when he was dead?
Yeah.
Give or take.
So.
They don't last long.
No. Dead. That was kind of disappointing. But, I mean, not that I don't like James Rhodes. It's just that, again, nobody stays dead in the comics.
Yeah. So I wonder if, so within the storyline of Civil War II, does that mean, all that was pointless? Because it kind of sparked Tony Stark to, fight Captain Marvel because of that. That was kind of the start of it, because the whole time travel thing with the guy that can tell the future. Thanos kills Rhodes, and he's like, well, this can't happen. And then it did happen, and then he's like, well, we need to stop this from happening. And then, so all that fighting, now, absolutely nothing, because, he's back.
Yeah. Basically. Basically.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, well, that's Marvel. Kick-Ass from, I think it's Image Comics?
Yeah, sounds about right. One of those. One of the indie ones.
Really good series. They have issue number 3 just came out. It's by Mike Millar.
Yes, Mark Millar.
Millar, yes. I pronounced it wrong. Doesn't surprise me. It's a pretty decent comic book. It's not the same Kick-Ass character as what we had in the first series of Kick-Ass and on the movie. This is it's a woman now. So she's an ex army person.
Okay.
So she has some fighting skills, and she's trying to, it started off with she was stealing from drug people and criminals to get money to pay her bills. And now she's getting a little deeper into it, where she's trying to help people. Lastly, I have about the current comic books is the Avengers. Remember I was talking about Avengers number 1 came out? And it was really good, had the Celestials in it. Well, they disappointed me with issue number 2. Because Marvel brought in that the reason the Celestials have come to Earth is because of Loki. Loki's screwing with the Avengers and the people of Earth, and so he did his nonsense and got the Celestials to bring their fight to the Earth. Which there's no reason for. And I was okay with the storyline with the Celestials coming in. I thought it would be some big galactic event. But it's nothing. Just another Loki. Shenanigans. So that's all for the current. Next week we have The Flash and Speed Buggy. Comic book comes out.
Oh, the crossover.
Yeah, I think it's just a one shot.
Okay. Yeah, I think they're DC Comics is doing another crossover event with a bunch of them.
They are, a whole bunch of them. That's the only one that piqued my interest. I was a Speed Buggy fan as a kid. Amazing Spider-Man issue number 800 comes out. It's a $10 book, about 80 pages long. And it's a continuing of a storyline.
Okay. Hopefully not the bunch of the little short stories like what 600 was.
Yeah, I hope not. Man of Steel, limited series, starts to come out, or comes out next week, issue number one. So I'm looking forward to checking that out. And in August, we have the West Coast Avengers coming out. The Fantastic Four is coming out. Punisher number one is coming out. And that's all I have for comic books.
Okay.
Nice. Take it away. Nice. What do you got?
Well, yeah, it was just the Invincible Iron Man thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we can go into movies.
Oh, that was quick.
Yes. Yep. That was.
What did you have about the Invincible Iron Man that you want to talk about?
Just the fact of him, Rhodes coming back to life. Yeah, oh. That was. Yeah, I saw that and I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, well, I wonder if, yeah, the whole Civil War thing, that sucks that it's not, you know, it didn't mean anything really. Because, yeah, Tony Stark at least. And he's dead too. So, yeah, everybody's dead. And then people who are dead come back to life. So, Tony will be back too.
Why do the comic book companies do that? Why do they have pivotal moments in the comic book universe, and then they go back and erase it? Like, when Crisis on Infinite Earths happened many years ago, you know, Supergirl dies and other pivotal things happen, and they go back and they just say, oh, nope, never happened.
From what I've seen, it's a lot of, like, you know, they want these moments, because the whole thing is, of course, selling books, so they want these moments that they can, like, eye-catching, like, you're walking by and you see it on the shelf and it's listed there and you're like, oh wow, somebody's dying here. Why is Supergirl in Wonder or Superman's arms dead? Like, what's going on? So you buy the book and boom, she's dead. And then it's like, what? And so everybody buys these books and these storylines really good. And then they're like, okay, well, now no one's talking about Supergirl. We need a new Supergirl book. So then they bring it back and then they start it over. So it's just this endless cycle, because, you know, the whole thing is, and it's still interesting that they do that. It's still interesting that they kill off, you know, heroes and villains, because once you kill them off, they're like, they're gone. Like, it's, the storyline is ending. Like, Batman dead, if Bruce Wayne's not there, there's no storyline. Like, you can do some aftermath things or whatever, but eventually there's no Bruce Wayne, so there's no Bruce Wayne stories, so there's no Bruce Wayne money that comes in. So yeah, talking about that whole thing, I was reading, like, you know, creating comics and that side of it, and yeah, it's not the best idea to kill off your main money making heroes and villains, but it comes a cycle where it's like, oh well, okay, if we kill them off, I mean, this book's gonna sell a lot, like Wolverine and Professor X and all these, you know, big names. And then it's like, oh well, we can, if they stay dead a while, then we can bring them back and we can sell more books because now they're back. And yeah, just an endless cycle. But just kind of like, for the fans that have been reading comics for years and years and years and decades, it's like, eh, okay, well, we know they'll be back. So it's not like it's, you know, set in stone. They'll be back. So it's just a matter of biding the time.
Yeah, it's much like the Wolverine.
Yeah,
Logan,
yeah.
But he's back.
He's come back, yeah. Yep.
All right, let's talk about movies then.
So, Deadpool 2. You saw it, right?
I did see it.
Okay, what were your thoughts?
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I didn't feel that it was as good as the first one.
Okay.
But I did enjoy it, especially because they brought in so many new characters to the cinematic universe.
Yeah. Yep.
Not to the Marvel universe, but to the to the movie screen.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We never had a Cable, right? No, we never had Cable, and we never had Domino, and there's probably a few others here and there. The little names that they had thrown in there. They didn't really have those before in movies, and now we have. So,
now the cartoons from back in the 90s had Cable in there a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but this was the first live action, if you will, and it was good. I enjoyed all the humor in it, the stabs. There was, and you even mentioned it. You called it, I think, a couple podcasts back, that you figured they would get some kind of Thanos plug in there.
Yeah,
and sure enough, Deadpool called called Cable a Thanos looking person or something like that.
Yeah. Some choice words, of course, because that's Deadpool for you. But I thought it was good too. This is coming from the not the biggest Deadpool fan, like, at all. I don't know. I was talking with a friend of mine, and he was like, yeah, because one of my things about Deadpool is the fact that he's in every freaking book. And it's not really the character's fault, of course, but the people behind him is like, oh, well, he's selling, so let's make 20 books and sell 20 books.
Yeah, they're flooding the market with it.
And they always have. Like, back when you had your shop, there was, you know, Deadpool killing this and Deadpool killing that and Deadpool getting killed by this and time traveling Deadpool here. And he's in five other different teams, but nobody in the storyline wants him in those teams. And so, and I'm like, I get it, the character, he's supposed to be annoying, but it's, yeah. And then it's the fact that he's a ripoff of Deathstroke, because I love DC, and Deathstroke's actually cool and entertaining and a good character. And, yeah, not so much the Deadpool. But the movie was good. I would say, I don't know, I would say I'm kind of on the other camp, just because I guess I didn't really like the first one at all either. I like this one because of Cable. I think that he kind of helped with, yeah, just that humor aspect and just kind of driving it forward a little bit. There was, of course, one joke about Winter Soldier because, you know, him having a metal arm, he made a joke about that. And I was like, ah, that's funny because, yeah, Winter Soldier is actually cool. I like Winter Soldier. But, yeah, I thought it was at least better than the first, but it's not the most highest ranking for me at least. But I'm sure there's Deadpool fans left and right that love it.
Yeah. It was fun to watch. Yeah. It was fun.
One of my friends, he saw the same article title that I saw. Saying that Deadpool beats Infinity War for number one spot.
No, we
were both like, because me and another friend and a third friend said that, and we're like, no, I'm sorry, man, you're wrong. And he's like, no, I saw it, man. It's they made such and such amount of money. I'm like, no, Infinity War broke records, like, and so the article was the title was worded weird. But it was just, it won the number one spot that week it came out, which that was 4 weeks, 3 weeks after Avengers came out. So I'm okay with that for happening one time. But yeah, I don't see Deadpool breaking records like it did with, like Infinity War did. But either way, it's entertaining. If you like Deadpool, then you're definitely going to love the movie. If you don't like him, you might still find it funny and entertaining if you like that humor and kind of action. So,
it's still worth a see.
Yes, yeah, I would think so. Other movies, the one we just saw this weekend, Han Solo. Well, Solo, a Star Wars story, but the movie based on the early days of Han Solo.
Loved it.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was better than my expectations, which is good. But it didn't really have much to do because, as I mentioned before on the podcast, I didn't have high expectations for this movie just because I looked into a lot of the behind the scenes stuff early on and all that stuff, and so my hopes were very, very low for this movie, and it exceeded them, which is great because it was a good movie. It was entertaining. The first third of it could have been better, but Lando Calrissian came in and I was like, yes, there we go, this is where it starts. But
yeah, it had some dry spells to it. And I don't want to really go into spoilers, being it's only been out for a couple days. But, yeah, no spoiler. I'm not going to say anything. Well, I enjoyed it.
I want to talk about, because, I mean, you know, Chancellor won't get this poster for a while. So, we can talk about the big cameo. Beyond that, we won't go into too much spoilers. But the big cameo, so if you don't want to get, you know, spoilers, skip ahead 30-ish seconds. Darth Maul.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was Darth so cool. Maul. Those actually was the same actor, too. They got Ray Parker, I think is his name. Yeah, they got him back for that short little cameo where we see the Kira. Yeah, I think that's her name. Something with a Q. It's a weird spelling name. But, yeah, she kind of, like, goes with alliance with him.
Well, what's the name of the evil, the criminal organization?
Crimson something, right? Yeah. Crimson Dawn, maybe? I think it was
Crimson.
I think it was Crimson Dawn. Yeah, that sounds right.
I don't know. I don't remember, but apparently Darth Maul, they work for Darth Maul, because in the movie, the main bad guy, he makes reference to his boss.
Yes, yep. Which I thought was going to be like Jabba the Hutt or something.
Yeah, I figured it worked for
that. Yeah, but no, it's Darth Maul, which is interesting, because I guess, I don't know, I haven't, you know, seen a lot of the, like, I guess with Darth Maul, he's had a pretty significant story in the animated stuff, and I guess maybe the comic books too, for his storyline between Phantom Menace at the end, where he gets cut in half, up till we see him at this point. But, like, last we saw him, he was a Sith guy, and, like, lower-ranking Sith, like, you know, obeying orders from the Emperor and all that stuff. And not even the Emperor, actually, just Darth, what was his name at that time? Was it Sidious? Yeah, it was Darth Sidious, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, so just taking order from him.
Not just like Darth Vader.
Well, the whole thing is, like, you never saw in Phantom Menace that Darth Maul had anyone taking orders from him. Like, that's he wasn't true. Barking orders. He was still low man on the totem pole. Low man on the totem pole. But now, he's like, he's got a lot of people under him, which is interesting. Like, is he still a Sith at that point? Because, like, he got cut in half, so he lost pretty significantly. And I don't know the whole Sith order and how they deal with, you know, losing to Jedis like that.
Well, the thing is, too, where does this movie come into play in the timeline?
I haven't seen the official timeline, but I want to say it is before Rogue One, but after Episode 3. Because they mentioned early stages of the Rebel Alliance, and Rogue One, we see more of the Rebels, you know, versus them just starting off.
Well, I didn't really think about that. That means that Darth Maul has been around for a while. He was alive during Darth Vader's rule, if that's the case.
Yeah, I would say so. Because, you know, we see Han Solo, and he's early 18 years old, maybe, give or take. Mm-hmm. And then he's, you know, a little bit older than Luke and Leia, but not too crazy older. So for their timeline, it has to be after Episode 3, a significant amount. But then with the events of Rogue One, they're not caught up to there yet. So, yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen an official
timeline. I'm going to have to look into this, and now I'm really wondering.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. 15 or so, maybe 20 years after Revenge of the Sith, Episode 3. But I don't know. I don't even know how many years before Rogue One. That's a hard guess. But either way, it was a good movie. I liked it a lot. Yeah, I won't go too much into any more spoilers than that. But it was just cool to see that character. So, and it's kind of a bummer because, like, I'm seeing, like, other reviews on it, and they're, like, saying really bad stuff. And I'm like, it's not that bad. Like, I don't think it shook up my rankings of favorite Star Wars movies much. It's hard to say if it's my least favorite. I don't know. That's tough. But it's not on the top five, top three. I don't know where it's at, but. Did you find a list?
I found one list. This looks like it's on Qura with a Q. Qura.com.
Which is a website that does kind of fan-submitted stuff, so it may not be official, but it might still be something. What's it say?
Well, on this particular website, it's got the Phantom Menace, or Episode 1, Episode 2. Then it has the Clone Wars, which I believe is the cartoons.
Yeah.
Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Solo, a Star Wars story. Then Star Wars Rebels, and then Rogue One.
Okay, yeah. So. Sounds right. Yep, okay. New Hope, and then et cetera. My guess is right. Cool. But, yeah, it was a good movie. So if you're on the fence about it, go watch it. I'm sure you'll love it if you like Star Wars. Or at least be entertained, and hopefully get your money's worth and your time well spent at the movies. Chucking down popcorn and all that good soda order.
And yes, I did gorge myself on popcorn as usual.
Yeah.
I didn't expect anything less.
Does the sun rise and set every day?
It does, so far.
So, yeah, it was, I'm happy with it. It could have gone a lot worse. It could have gone a lot worse. So, and I'm glad it didn't.
Ron Howard did a great job.
Yeah.
Did you catch his brother in the show?
Yes, yeah. Like, that's kind of me. Like, he was some ugly looking dude. I'm like, he was bad. He was torn up.
Yeah. Well, his brother is in a lot of his in his movies.
Yeah.
But his brother is not a very handsome man.
That's true.
He's very, very homely.
They really accentuated.
He was like that as a child.
His assets of un I don't even know where to go with this, but yeah, he's
great actor.
Yeah, he's a good actor. That's all. That's about it. He's got a face for podcasting.
like us. All right, moving on.
Yes. Well, we're talking about movies. June, by the time this is probably aired, or by the time you're watching this or listening, listening to this, June will be upon us. So June dates, movies, since we're still talking about it. The Incredibles 2 is June 14th, and Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, the second movie of the Jurassic World with Chris Pratt, et cetera, is June 21st. So yeah, those are the big movies. 22nd, whatever.
I had the 22nd.
Always
seen
the 21st because it's Thursday. So
yeah,
those are the Thursday releases. Go see it Thursday. The fans are a lot better those days. so yeah, movies wise, that's all I got.
We got Ant-Man and Wasp coming out July 16th.
Yeah, July. It's coming down the road.
Skyscraper, July 13th.
Good old Rock.
Yes, Dwayne Johnson.
Running up some skyscrapers, running down some skyscrapers.
Running out of skyscrapers, into skyscrapers.
Yeah.
We have
through, around, up, down.
We have Mission Impossible Fallout July 27th.
That one looks amazing. Cannot wait for that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And Teen Titans Go, the movie.
Yeah.
Is also in July. July 27th.
Teen Titans Go. Yay. You know, it sucks because there's like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I look into the numbers of it. Maybe I'm wrong. But I could swore that there are more Teen Titans fans from the original animated series and Cartoon Network than there is for Teen Titans Go. But yet, they never had a movie in movie theaters. And Teen Titans Go has a movie in the movie theaters. Like, I'm pretty sure they've been on the brink of getting canceled like 5 times. And so I saw that was getting a movie in the movie theaters. I was like, you're kidding. Who's lying with the... No, it's not a lie. It's confirmed. It's a thing. All right, I'm sad. Yeah. So, and I'm still not the happiest about it. Because I love the Teen Titans animated series. And then now they have Teen Titans Go and it's... Nah.
Does that mean you're not going to go see it?
No, I won't go see it. No, wow. No. Okay. Yeah, not for me, but...
I'll pass on it.
Yeah, maybe when it comes out on DVD and Blu-ray, and somebody throws a copy at me in a $5 bill, I'll watch it then.
Wow.
Somebody pays me to watch it. I'll go watch it, absolutely.
Well, that's all I have for movies.
That's all I have as well.
I have nothing for TV shows. Well, I've got a couple TV shows.
Yeah, you got some stuff for TV shows.
Yeah, that's right.
CW in particular.
Yes.
The Flash and Arrow. At least, I haven't seen Legends. I need to catch up on Legends. And Supergirl. It's going to be a while before anyone watches the Supergirl. It's like, keeps getting, like, almost canceled and then back to being normal and not canceled and, like, weird long breaks. For, I think, possibly financing reasons. That's... Yeah, they haven't came out and said it, but a lot of times when that happens, it's like, oh yeah, we can't pay the bills, so let's hold off a little bit and get some more money. But yeah, so Supergirl, it's going to be a long time before we see that season finale, but we saw The Flash and Arrow. Did you watch them both?
I did watch The Flash. Okay, unfortunately, I had to watch it at my parents' house because I had some... gutter work done on my house. I knew gutters and downspouts.
Okay.
And the guys installing the downspouts bent my satellite dish.
Oh.
So I was without satellite cable for about 3 days. So I called my mom, that's like, hey, mom, can you do me a favor? So I did watch it last night, long story short.
Okay.
As far as the Arrow goes, I think I may have missed that. I'm not sure.
Okay. So stuff happens. I won't go into spoilers. And... it's a big cliffhanger. I'll say that. You know, just like Flash was.
Okay.
Pretty big cliffhanger there. That's all I can say. You know, every season finale is almost always a big cliffhanger. And that was one of them. But I won't go into any more spoilers.
Well, I was happy with the cliffhanger on Flash.
Yeah.
It was okay. It was who we thought she was. The daughter.
Yeah. It wasn't like the last second. I'm like, what if it's the daughter of the one that just got born? Joe's daughter. So, like, it was, like, their sister or something from the future. But, no, it's their daughter from the world. Spoiler alert, Flash, CW, spoilers, here we go. Yeah, the girl who we've seen several times throughout this season just finally came in, announced who she was, and it is Nora West Allen, who is Barry and Iris's daughter from the future.
Her final words are, I screwed up.
Yeah.
I messed up.
Yeah. And I thought it was pretty cool. I was like taken back a little bit because they announced it and she's like, "I'm Nora Allen, your daughter," and I was like, "Nora, that's Barry's mom." Like that was like, yeah, I don't know, that was cool. They named their daughter after Barry's mom. I thought that was pretty cool.
That's
like,
nice. Aww. Yeah.
Like, yeah, because Nora Allen in the comic books, you see a little bit of in the TV show, but in the comic books, she's really awesome. She's a really good mom and just a great parental figure for Barry. And it's, yeah, I mean, we see a lot of that from the TV show, actually. All those flashbacks and whatever. She's, yeah. So it was cool that, they named her after that, which I think in the comic books they do anyways, but I just forgot. But, yeah. So, do you think the person who helped him, do you think that was his daughter?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I would bet on it, yeah.
Okay. I don't think it is. I think it is Godspeed from the comic books. There's been a lot of rumors talking about it. The costume lines up. But ironically enough, the costume also lines up for Nora Allen's jacket. Because we saw her, we see somebody zoom in. And I think it's Godspeed. And he or she will be introduced into... What if we're both right? Maybe we're both right. Maybe it's Nora Allen and her name is Godspeed. But either way, I think it's Godspeed. And we'll see what happens next season. Because it was like, boom. I'm your daughter. Credits roll. Like, that was, yeah. They saved the day, which is good, because sometimes they don't do that. Sometimes things don't end up so good. But, yeah, they did that this time, which is cool. And Elongated Man is back, which is awesome.
Yeah.
It was a little emotional.
I'm not a big fan of him, but he's all right.
Yeah. He's grown on me.
And the Arrow, you said they had the season finale for that?
Yeah. I won't go into too much of that. It was a good episode. I really liked it. Really entertained. Things happen. Stuff happens. I highly recommend anyone who has been watching this much of the season to watch the season finale.
I will. I'll watch it. I'll have to download it or something.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. I think the CW app, but yeah either way, it's out there and highly suggested, of course. It's a great show. I love Arrow. Last season was, I don't know. But this season... It's a lot better. Well, the season before last. Now the season's good. This season's good, yeah. Last season, not so
The much. First half of this season was kind of weak with...
Really?
I thought so. The computer genius that was... never mind.
Okay. I just think like Vigilante was cool. And
I love Vigilante. I would love to see the current Black Canary take over the Vigilante costume.
Ah.
And then Laura Lance pick up the Black Canary costume.
Okay.
That's what I would love to see happen.
Okay. Yeah.
That's possible.
It is possible.
They should listen. Do what I just said.
Yeah. Hopefully it will make good TV. If not, then blame Nick.
Oh, that hurts. All right. But, moving on to TVs.
TV shows. That's all I got because a lot of the shows are kind of winding down. Is Walking Dead still good? I stopped watching
The season finale happened already, so now they're doing the... Fear of the Dead, which I have not been watching this season.
Okay.
I just didn't
Which I hear it's it. The Walking Dead versus Fear of the Walking Dead from what, like, fans of both shows. They're like, yeah, Fear of the Walking Dead has gotten a lot better than Walking Dead. But I guess that's, tomato, tomato, everybody's opinion is different. But I was like, okay. Because the first few seasons of Fear of the Walking Dead, not so much.
I struggled with it. Finally, I gave up last season. I'm done with it.
Okay. That would suck, though, if this season is the good one. But... Yeah. Maybe sometime you catch up on it.
Yeah, I'll catch up eventually. Perhaps.
But, that's all I have for TV shows.
All right. What about games?
Games, short, sweet stuff. Pokemon Go, they had their Charmander monthly community day last month of May, which is awesome. The June one will be, what's his name? Larvitar. June something, 16th or something. Yeah, around that time. Saturday, I think. So, catch all Larvitars that day, which is pretty cool. Go to awesome, huge locations to find all kinds of great, great Pokemon running rampant. They got Overwatch having their monthly, yearly event of the celebration, the annual celebration. This one being 2 years. They're doing all kinds of stuff. There's skins, there's all kinds of cosmetic stuff, and emotes, and et cetera, new maps and everything. So, if you haven't been seeing that, crawl out from under that rock, because Overwatch is, of course, everywhere, and they're always advertising everything. But those are big things. But gaming stuff, one of the other huge things coming up for this month of June, E3. Big expo, big convention. Expo. It's actually in the name. Coming up June 12th. So if you don't have tickets, you're probably out of luck, because it's probably like, you're out of luck. And it's coming up now. So, but you can watch on YouTube. You can watch like PS4, Xbox. They're all going to stream in all kinds of crazy updates. Like it's everywhere. So you just won't be able to play the games like some people do. Like Kingdom Hearts 3. Apparently you're going to play demos at E3, which is pretty awesome. I won't be there to do that, but I'll watch all the news, Nintendo stuff, PS4, maybe PS5. People are rumored about there's things, and people think PS5 is coming. I don't know. We'll see what happens. E3, yes, being the big one that weekend. As well as, speaking of dates and stuff, of June specifically, we have Indie PopCon, which is the weekend of the 8th. So if you're in the Indianapolis area, or Indiana area, and Michigan, wherever, it's a pretty big convention. Bran and Hodor from Game of Thrones is going to be there. Mantis from the Game of Thrones is going to be there. Mercy and D.Va, the voice actors behind them from the Overwatch characters, are going to be there. Will Wheaton and LeVar Burton is going to be there. And the actress who plays all these actors and actresses, of course, Agent Simmons. The Lady Agent Simmons, really? From S.H.I.E.L.D. She'll be there, too.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah,
June 8th and 10th. Oh, I'm sorry. June 8th, 9th, and 10th. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And as well as, if you're in that area and you don't want to do that, you can also go to the Superman Celebration in Metropolis, Illinois.
I've always wanted to go to that. When is that?
Same thing. June 8th, 9th, and 10th. I think mainly most of the stuff is the 9th and the 10th, but yeah, that's it's coming right up. Brandon Roth is going to be there, who was Superman in the Superman Returns movie in 2006 or 4 or something like that a while back. And he also plays Ray Palmer on The Atom. I'm sorry, on Legends of Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. He plays The Atom, Ray Palmer. And as well as if you watch the new Krypton show, two actors from there, the guy who plays Brainiac and the guy who plays Adam Strange, is going to be at Superman Celebration in Metropolis, Illinois, June 9th and 10th. So, it's gonna be awesome. I don't know if I'm gonna go. I want to go because Brandon Roth is pretty cool, and I love him as the Atom and as Superman. But that's all I have for the nerd stuff.
Well, speaking of cons, we also have the Alien Con, which is in Santa Clara, California, on June 15th to the 17th. For all those Alien fans of Alien conspiracy.
Okay, so fans. Like real life Alien stuff.
Yes.
Like outer space things. Yes. People. Not necessarily movies and TV shows or the movie Alien.
No, it has nothing to do with the movie Alien.
Okay.
This is like
True Believers.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Those of us that want to believe.
Yeah.
Gathering of the finest minds for ancient aliens and science fiction, virtual reality, pop culture. And all that kind of stuff going on at the Alien Con. Santa Clara, California.
Okay. I wonder if that guy from that... He is. He's going to be there. The aliens guy.
Giorgio.
The meme.
Greg, I forget his name.
That guy.
Yeah.
The meme. The aliens meme guy.
Yeah, that's him. He'll be there.
What? I want to go there just for him now.
I've always wanted to go. I may have to try to go to the one next year.
Yeah.
I'd love to go.
Hmm.
Maybe we'll have in Chicago.
Kalamazoo.
Yeah, that's in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
It's just fun to say.
Yeah, that's all I have.
Yeah, that's all I have as well. As always, you can check us out on Facebook, on Gmail, on whatever, and Gmail, on Gmail, allaccessnerds.com/subscribe. If you just want to go to one website and click all the buttons there and subscribe to us on everything, Podomatic, Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, everything, we are All Access Nerds.
Give us some feedback and share us with your friends.
Yes, tell your friends about us so they can love us or make fun of us. Either one, we can handle it.
Definitely make fun of us, please. Well, for Ryan, this is Nick signing off. Go forth and do great things.